Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Hey everybody, today I want to teach you three things you can do today for a better restaurant tomorrow. Hi folks, my name is Ryan Bronfen. I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and I'm the founder of therestaurantboss.com. And like I said earlier, today I want to teach you three simple things that you can do today right after you watch this video, whether you're an owner, an operator, or a manager in a restaurant, to have a better restaurant tomorrow. So the first thing I'm going to ask you to do is to start tracking something. I don't really care what it is that you track, but start tracking something. If you're already tracking stuff, then track one more thing. If you're not really tracking anything, if you're just kind of going through the motions, then start today. Make a commitment today to start tracking one thing. Oftentimes, these are known as KPIs, or key performance indicators. These are the things that are specific to your restaurant that will help you operate a better restaurant, whether that means more customers, more money, more profits, more freedom, lower expenses, lower turnover, whatever that is, whatever is important to you. I want you to create one KPI and one system around that KPI and start tracking it today. Let me give you a quick example. Let's say that a pain point of yours is that you have lots of customers coming into your restaurant, but you don't think they're spending enough money. I often find that increasing your per person average, or the amount of money that each customer spends in your restaurant, is one of the fastest ways to increase profits in your restaurant. So let's assume that after this video, you identify that as a pain point and you say, you know what, we're gonna do something about that. We're gonna start tracking that today. Well, then this could be as simple as a couple of different things. One is you can just track your per person average. Take your total sales for the day and how many customers you serve that day. Create a very simple Excel spreadsheet or use some more complex software, it's up to you, and just start tracking that. Another thing you can do is to identify one or two areas on your menu where you can improve. Maybe it's adding avocado to an entree. Maybe it's increasing beers from 16 ounces to 23 ounces. Maybe it's by offering a higher end spirit or liquor instead of the well vodka or gin. Maybe it's upselling them into a better quality, a slightly more expensive product. Let's assume you identify upselling liquor as one of the areas that you want to work on in your restaurant. Well, then literally forget about the complex training, forget about scripts, forget about everything else. Just start tracking it. Go into your POS system and figure out how many well liquors do we normally sell? How many premium spirits do we normally sell? And then set a goal to convert 10 of those well spirits into a higher end spirit, or 20 or 30, whatever it is, and then track it, right? What we measure, we fix. So just the act of tracking something will help you improve those numbers. Are there more specific techniques and strategies we can do for that? Sure, look for some other videos. But for now, just start tracking something. Start tracking a key performance indicator. Another thing that you can do today to have a better restaurant tomorrow is to form a partnership. You know, I often say that it's very expensive and difficult to create new traffic. And what I mean by traffic is people coming into your restaurant, but it's a lot easier to intercept traffic. It's a lot less expensive. And what I mean by that is to find someone who already has the attention of your potential customers and then work with them to get your marketing materials or to get your restaurant in front of their customers. I call it intersecting traffic. And so one of the things, like I say, that you can do today is to form a partnership. So go out and find a charity that you're interested in, whether it's a local high school or elementary school or something that maybe someone in your family has suffered from. Find a local chapter that supports that charity. Ask yourself the question, are the people who are involved in this charity my potential customers? And if they are, pick up the phone, call them. Can you do a charity event with them? Can they host a charity event at your restaurant? Can you mail their customer list a free coupon for your restaurant? Again, the specifics at this point are not important. Just create a partnership. If all you do today is call up a charity and identify them as a potential partner for you and just say, hey, can you come into my restaurant tomorrow? I'd like to have lunch with you and discuss a potential partnership. That is a step in the right direction. So remember, the second thing you can do today for a better restaurant tomorrow is to form a partnership. And now the last thing I want you to do today is what I call leveling up. And what I mean by leveling up is just improving one thing you're already doing a little bit. So maybe identify one dish on your menu that you know is good. It's not great, it's not the best, but it's a good dish. Ask yourself the question, what can I do to level this dish up one notch, right? So if you think it's a 7 out of 10 right now, ask yourself this specific question. What can I do to move this dish from a 7 out of 10 to an 8 out of 10? And do that. If it's an 8, ask yourself, what can I do to move this dish from an 8 out of 10 to a 9 out of 10? And then do that one thing. Go through this process for a month straight and ask yourself on every dish on your menu, what can we do to level it up one notch? You can do the same thing with your service. You can do the same thing with a greeting when people come into your restaurant. You can do the same thing with how you take reservations, with marketing, with social media. Just find one thing every day, level it up one notch. If you do these three things today, you will have a better restaurant tomorrow. I hope you enjoyed today's video. My name's Ryan Gromfin with The Restaurant Boss. Have a wonderful day. Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.